Amazing deals on activewear for all the ways you move are at Nordstrom Rack stores now.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Oh, I love these new Nikes.
I always score at Rack.
Stock up on new gear from the best brands in the game, starting at just $40. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
It is the time of the year where people get brought in for their reviews, and it's the time when some employees say, should I possibly be paid a little bit more? Peter Cosgrove is the Managing Director of FutureWise. Why is it always January? Is it because we all feel broke?
No, it's not, Jonathan. It's generally that's when most companies do their pay reviews. They generally do an appraisal around end of year, kind of reviewing the year's performance. Lots of companies are changing now, but that's kind of the time. So there is almost an expectation that there will be some pay round at this stage.
So when you go in, I mean, I'm presuming you don't lead with it because that sets the conversation up rather badly.
Well, it's interesting you say that because in some ways it's worth almost going in just talking about pay rises, but almost telling your boss, you can almost, you know, sometimes people say, look, I do want to have a chat to you about a pay rise, but you let them know and then you know you'll be in a day or two. So at least you give them time to think about it because you can take them by surprise. But the few things people need to realize is companies' goal is not to give you more money. I mean, I know that sounds terrible. Everyone feels like they work for a lovely company, but the reality is they're there to make money. So if you never look for a pay rise, they're not going to be in any hurry to give you one. So that's the first thing. They're not out for you. You might feel they're a lovely company, but they're out for themselves. That's just the reality. So do your research firstly. You know, go in, know what your worth is. You can find out salary surveys all over the place. So you can get a very good idea of your net worth. And secondly, therefore, you can present evidence going, look, I'm a business analyst. This is what a business analyst is being paid in Dublin or in Cork, and that's what I should be worth. But the other key things are simple things like, you know, never plead that you want to write, like my rent has gone up or, you know, I'm getting married. Like nobody cares about that. I mean, you might want more money, but that's not a reason. You have to give them good reasons. And as I say to everybody, unfortunately, the best time to go in and get a pay rise isn't today. It's probably planning it 6 months ago, because the way you get a pay rise is by kind of putting in specific targets and plans and objectives that you can then go in and go, I hit everything and you promised me I'd get a pay rise if I did this. Here's what I've done. So that puts the employer a little bit on the back foot, or hopefully on the positive foot, and saying you did a great job and absolutely you deserve a pay rise.
Yeah, I mean, you have to kind of prove yourself, don't you? You have to produce the evidence. Just going in and saying I deserve more money isn't going to fly. I deserve more money because I landed this contract, or I did this extra bit of work, or I've gone above and beyond.
Yeah, and there's a few clever ways to do this. So firstly, don't just talk about yourself. Have other people advocating for you. So if you're going to go in and you know next month for a pay rise, just say to a few colleagues, you know, will you just kind of casually drop things in, not obviously, but you know, people can say, God, you know, Jonathan's doing a great job on that project for me. It's great. Secondly,
they
knowing
all say,
your
they
boss
all say
boss,
that, Peter. I'm yeah. So fed up of hearing it.
Well, there you go. You told me to say that, Jonathan. So your boss's boss is a key one. If your boss's boss knows who you are and likes you, that's often good, because they're often going, oh, how's Peter doing down there? Because, you know, likability is an important thing as well. So I think that helps as well. But I think for me, the timing is also key. There are times that is just terrible. I mean, if your company has just realized that they've hit a massive loss and they're not making any money, you might need and want a pay rise, but they don't have the money to pay. There's not much they can do. But the flip side is, on a personal level, there's days your boss is happy and there's days they're stressed, whatever, all over the place. You know, maybe talk to their PA and find out when they're in a good mood or not, because you know what? When someone's in a bad mood, they're not willing to give anything to anyone. So there are certain times even of the day that you probably should be thinking about going into your boss.
Yeah, you're going in on a Friday evening. Again, not a great call. Or indeed, first thing on a Monday morning. You need to pick your time. But let's get into the room, Peter. Yeah. I'm here, right? Yeah. I've told the boss I'm coming in. He knows, or she knows, it's about the money. Like, how do I do it? How do I broach the conversation when I'm in there?
Yeah, so the first first thing is you need to go in with an idea of what you want. I mean, and I'm not saying you're going to get it, but if you don't have an idea of what you want, then, you know, very quick, and bosses do this a lot. They want the conversation over very quickly, and you just go, oh, look, I'd like a good pay rise. Oh, you know, times are pretty tough, but I tell you what, we'll give you 4%. That's what everyone else is getting. I hope you have. And before you know it, you're railroaded out of the room. So, and you think, what happened there? So the first thing is don't feel like you have to accept it in the room. Okay, so if they go, well, we're not really sure, you go, oh, that's a bit disappointing, I was looking for a bit more, and you walk out. And that doesn't mean you're saying no, but you're not giving the boss an easy out because they just want this conversation over. But so you have your position, you go in and you talk about what you've done well and why you think you deserve it, and more importantly, what you're going to do in the future, what other people say. So you do all that. However, a lot of times you're not going to get what you want. But what I say to people is the money is only one part of it. So if you're on 40,000 and you want 45,000, there are other ways to get that. There is money in healthcare, there is money in your pension, but for some reason, employers are less likely to think of it as money, the same way they think as cash. But obviously, pensions are really important, healthcare is getting more expensive, so that's one way. A second way is clearly, you know, getting a very good training and development, you know, maybe something that might cost €2,000 and you get put on that, more flexible work, a new computer, Wi-Fi at home, some people can organize, a new phone, more holidays. So I tell people there's 6 or 7 other things that you can negotiate on if they're not interested in negotiating salary. And if they've kind of pushed you down a little bit in salary, often it's hard for them then to keep saying no to other things. So I always say to people, have a few things. If it's not going, hopefully you get the money and then you can keep asking for more if they're being very generous. But if not, you get a little bit of money and maybe not as much as you want, but suddenly you go, God, I went from 4% in my pension to 7%. That's actually 4,000 over a year. And the employer doesn't seem to notice it. And that's not too bad either.
Well, absolutely. You win. We win for you. Yeah. What happens if you feel the conversation isn't going your way and you're being met by, shall we say, unfavourable language?
And this often happens, firstly, back to your earlier point, if you're taking somebody by surprise. You know, so for all you know, if you're taking somebody by surprise, 3 people have already come in and asked the same thing. And they're like, oh, my God, like I have a job to do. And all I'm getting is whining employees asking me for money. And I'm not saying that's what you are, but that's what the boss might be thinking. But also sometimes they're just not interested in paying you. And that's where you have a bit of a challenge, right? Because a lot of people get annoyed when they're not getting more money. But you do have an immediate choice. People don't like it, but you can always leave and go somewhere else. And we're in a pretty good market at the moment to leave. But that's a risk. The second slight risk is where you tell them you've other offers. And that is a risk because if you then, they still don't offer you anything and you then don't take that offer, you've put yourself in a really different position. So if
the best advice I was ever given was never load the gun unless you're willing to pull the trigger. Because if you don't actually have an offer and you're not actually thinking about leaving, don't say it because you might get the, that's your attitude.
And there are other kind of clever things. Like, so for instance, if you have a team of 6 or a team of 4 and you know somebody's about to leave, that's going to be a brilliant time to ask for a pay rise. I know there's a little bit of kind of blackmail going on there, but this is just timing because if they've lost somebody, they can't lose 2 out of the team. That's 50%. So suddenly you're more needed. So you've got to think about those things as well in terms of the need. If they don't want to give you a pay rise, I hate to say it, in their mind, they're not valuing you. And maybe they're right not to value. Maybe you're not as good as you think, or maybe they don't know why you're not as good as you think. But either way, you're going to have to either change the narrative so they do know, or secondly, you might have a boss who just doesn't rate you. Unfortunately, we've all had bosses in the past who maybe just don't like us as much as other people. They favor other people over us. And that is a reality. And sometimes, as I say, you don't always have to think about moving companies. You can move within an organization. But I always say to people, I hate to say it, the best pay rise you will always get is when you move companies, never within the company, which is really hard to hear, but that's just the reality because of the risk you take by moving.
All right. Well, ask anyway is probably the best thing, and then go from there. Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise, thanks very much for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Make your winter even sweeter with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. My Mochi is deliciously creamy, premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. It comes in fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream. My Mochi ice cream tastes like an indulgent treat, but it's only around 70 calories per piece, and it's gluten-free. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Target. or visit mymochi.com to find a store near you.